Newseed brings local growers golden opportunities for producing profit on their fields. We offer proven sunflower hybrids for every field and every market, available with herbicide-tolerant traits and downy mildew resistance. Also, new canola genetics with advanced herbicide tolerance for commodity markets, or a Newseed Omega-3 canola production contract can provide growers with even more golden opportunities. For more information about Newseed products and golden opportunities, go to newseed.com and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. At this point in the afternoon, you're probably not thinking about lunch. It's a distant memory, but you're already thinking about what to have for the evening meal. Well, carb lovers of the world unite. Today is World Pasta Day. And let's visit about that and other things with North Dakota Wheat Commission's Market Development Director, Erica Olson. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mick?
Well, pretty darn good. What's the best way to celebrate World Pasta Day today?
Well, probably the best thing to do is cook up your favorite pasta recipe and enjoy, or go out and search for a new recipe to try out.
Yeah. We love angel hair pasta, you know, the real thin, very ultra-thin spaghetti. But lately, my favorite is cannelloni, you know, that spiral noodle.
Oh, yeah.
It fills up.
Great choices, both of them.
For sure. So, all right, well, those are just a couple of things to celebrate World Pasta Day. But maybe we should be celebrating $10 spring wheat. Holy mackerel, who do we thank for that, Erica?
Well, you know, unfortunately, it's great to see the $10 spring wheat, but, you know, the reason for it wasn't a pleasant one for producers. Obviously, here in North Dakota and the rest of the spring wheat producing states, we had a pretty challenging growing season. So, you know, we saw production cut back here in the U.S. about 44%. So we're looking at lower supply levels, and not just here, up in Canada as well, the only other major spring wheat producing country, their production was cut short as well. So definitely lower supplies. And as we know, customers love spring wheat. It's used for some very specific purposes. So even though we're seeing a bit of a drop off in demand, it's not huge. So lower supplies and, you know, decent demand driving those prices higher.
For sure. Well, and in other wheat-producing countries around the world, like Kansas, no, they're part of our country. We'll embrace them. But like the Black Sea and so Russia, some other, they had some challenges for production too, didn't they?
So Russia had a few production challenges, but also, you know, they have that floating export tax that changes from week to week, so they're limiting their exports, so that's definitely put some, you know, added some price movement to the market as well. Ukraine had a decent crop, but yeah, that those lower Russian exports also a factor.
For sure. All right. Well, yet there were, you know, whether, like in soybeans and corn, there were some nice, pleasant yield surprises. In wheat also, there were some folks who had a pretty decent crop. So I guess they, you know, there were many that did not. But, I mean, we ended up with a high quality, and some folks did have a adequate, and they've got bins of wheat to sell. This is going to be okay, isn't it?
Yeah, so, you know, I guess the best word that I would use is variable. So as you mentioned, definitely during harvest, I heard a lot of producers say, well, better than I expected, but yet lower than average or lower than last year. The further east you got in the production region, I think we saw more of that, better than expected, and even some yields higher than average. And then, you know, central western areas, lower than average in terms of yield. But you're right, the quality was excellent. So, you know, that those dry conditions, I guess one benefit, if you can call it that, was almost no disease pressure. So we didn't have any of those issues to deal with. So a very high grading crop. But then too, if we look at the milling and the bake data, it's showing improvements compared to last year in many areas, a strong crop, a good performing crop. So, you know, a crop that should be a win-win for customers.
For sure, yeah. No falling number problems like we had last year. Yeah, rain
exactly.
began. Yeah, so all good stuff. All right. Well, USDA, I don't know if you got the news here this afternoon. USDA announced trade missions will resume. They're going to first in sometime early 2022, they're going to Dubai and the United Arab Emirates and for beef products and other consumer market development in that part of the world. Did we have any trade missions around here sponsored by the North Dakota Wheat Commission this year?
No, we have not had any in-person trade teams. So, you know, as you're well aware, especially at harvest time and right after harvest, when we get this quality data, we have a lot of customers come in, specifically from the Asian region, since they are our biggest customer base. But no, we have not been able to have any overseas teams, hoping to see that resume in 2022 if all works out. So yes, everything has continued to be virtual, which, you know, has some benefits as well, but there's just nothing that can compare to that face-to-face, you know, direct visit.
Yeah, because our customers, primarily the ones over there in the Pacific Rim countries, they like to know what field near Cooperstown or Langdon or they like to know the farmer and the field it came from.
Exactly. For them, relationships are very important. So they like to be able to meet the farmers. They like to visit their farm. They like to sit down and enjoy a meal. And they really love it when producers can come visit their mills as well. So that has been a huge void for the last, over a year and a half. So as I said, you know, Zoom and other virtual platforms have replaced some of that, and it's great to see familiar faces when we do meet with them. And, you know, in that way, you can meet more customers at once. But you're right, we're all looking forward to getting back to those face-to-face visits and sitting down with them to discuss these issues.
Yeah, so I would assume you're in the planning stage at this point. Are you talking about any particular parts of the globe that are more important to focus on?
So most of that planning takes place, you know, through our national and international organization, which is U.S. Wheat Associates. And they haven't released any specific information. You know, a lot of it's going to depend on, you know, what restrictions, if any, not only that the U.S. has, but, you know, some of those countries themselves have, you know, restrictions or requirements that have to be followed that make it, you know, tougher to travel to and from the U.S. So I think, you know, during the winter, obviously a bit of downtime when it comes to those customer visits and obviously downtime for producers in the field, that's probably where more of the strategic planning will take place. And of course, as we've learned this last year and a half with COVID, you know, things change from day to day. So you just never know how that might pan out. And hopefully we'll have more information as we get into the new year.
For sure, yeah. And again, hopefully from those regions that get specified, they can come here next summer.
Exactly. I think we're all hoping for that. We all miss those visits. And like we discussed a bit ago, they want to see that spring wheat or that durum growing in the field and meet the farmer that planted it.
Yep, for sure. All right. Erica Olson, Market Development Director for North Dakota Wheat Commission. How's the harvest going on the Olson farm?
Not too bad. You know, we're still working on some beets and have a little bit of corn left. So still have a bit of harvest left to go here.
Yeah, and you got rain yesterday, didn't you? And last week.
Yes, you know, that's been the tough part is, you know, we didn't get a lot of rain all summer, and we've been getting a lot here these last few weeks, which I think everyone's grateful for, but does obviously put some delays in the harvest progress.
Yeah, for sure. 2021, the gift that keeps on giving in so many ways, for sure. All righty. Well, Erica, again, thanks for the work you do. You know, we say it on this show a lot, your checkoff dollars at work, but you're the one that's doing the work, so thank you.
Thanks, Mick.
You bet. Talk to you later.